afternoon, and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It is Tuesday, October 30th. Woo! Almost through this month, 2018. And this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. Now, I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing it's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed, because your body's going to do some really cool stuff. Now, you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's YourDiy, like do-it-yourself, health.com. We just been updating it, just updated it here about an hour ago with something that I'm very happy to say has been coming, or we've been waiting for quite some time, and that is archives of our shows. I just last night got a notice from Paul, our guy in the UK that handles our server and everything, and he had come across a really cool system that allows us to upload our archives of our shows. And that way, anybody that wants to can go click on the thing and they can listen to them anytime they want. They can share them, download them, all that good stuff. So that is now there. If you go to the YourDIYHealth.com home page and click on the radio shows tab, you will see right at the top there's a notice saying we now have archives, and there's a little picture there, a logo of me and the microphone and all that good stuff, tells when the show airs and stuff. If you click on that picture, it'll take you right to our homepage for the archives for this show. And ultimately, we'll have it also on the People's Patriot Network website. That's going to take a little bit longer to get done. But for now, you can access the archives. I put up last week's archives yesterday, and today's archive will go up shortly after the show ends today. So you'll be able to start seeing the archives and help yourself to them, share them, whatever you want to do. Yeah, but it's something that people have been asking us for, and we finally got a system set up to do it. So anyway, that's one thing I'm proud to say we've got. Also, if you go to the bottom of the homepage on yourdiyhealth.com, you'll see a Facebook button. If you click that, it will take you right to the Facebook page set up for the shows. And at this point, we don't have, or I haven't put anything up today. I've been kind of busy with some other stuff. Number one, getting the archive page set up. But we do hope that we'll be putting more things up to tomorrow and probably this afternoon for that much. But don't have anything yet today. But there's all kinds of stuff there. If you haven't been there in a while, there's a lot of stuff I posted last week that we didn't get to cover on the shows. So go ahead and check it out. While you're there, hit the like button, and that way other people can find out about the page, and maybe they too can learn how to restore their health naturally using science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. Now we have a toll-free order line and information line for the longevity products we talk about here on the program, and that number is 855-80-YOUNG. 855-809-6864. Again, 855-809-6864. And again, that number is just for the longevity products. If you're interested in the CTFO, CBD oils, or the pulse electromagnetic therapy unit, you'll have to contact me by clicking the contact me button. but if you're interested in anything to do with the longevity products, give Jeff, Sally, or Robert a call at 855-809-6864, and they will be more than happy to help you. Now, for the other things, like I said, click the contact me button. That gives you the option either to use the phone call or to use the pop-up email page that comes up right in your browser. And just keep in mind that I don't check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards. And anything that comes in, we'll get a response within a few hours. All righty, let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah. If you click on the radio shows tab at the top of the page, again, is our link for the new archive page. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a chat room. If you click that little devil, it'll pop up and give you access to our chat room so that you can punch in information or pictures or questions, whatever the case might be. If you're one of the folks that either doesn't have the option to call into the show and has a question, or if you just don't like calling into live shows, use this instead. You can post your question. I try and keep the chat room on top of my page so I can see everything that's going on, and if something comes in, I will do my best to respond to it. The call-in number for the show, by the way, is 614-426-8787. 614-426-8787. And anytime you hear me talking, it's fair game to call in. If you hear music playing or something like that, or a bottom-of-the-hour break, whatever, please hold off until you hear me talking again live before you call in. Because Skype does not allow me to do anything except answer the thing, and it'll just, you know, people will hear it ringing, ring, ring, ring until I answer. So if you call in during a replay or something, I will be clicking the hang-up button, and that's just indication that you need to wait until you hear me talking again. Not trying to be rude, just trying to make sure that you know that the only time you can call is when I'm chatting. And that's really pretty much it. Got the chat room up there mentioned and everything else. Keep in mind that the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, or any of the Alphabet agencies out there listening in. And looks like we got Robert calling. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Good morning. Are you through with your opening soliloquy? I didn't call
you much. Pretty much.
Did you do your disclaimer?
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts and opinions of this show are not necessarily the thoughts and opinions of the other people.
Yep. The only thing I didn't say is nothing I say should be construed as diagnosing, treating, or curing any health issue. Now, you may proceed.
How should it be construed?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you should never construe.
No.
Yeah, so let's talk Big 12, specifically you. Now, you've got a bunch of positions in there, correct?
Yeah, I do. a bunch. And by the way, there's someone else trying to call in, so just hold off. I can only take one call at a time. So the 858 number, just hang on there. When you hear Robert hang up, then you can call in. Yeah, they got that number.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's up?
Yeah, you need to fix that. You can take more than one call, but anyway.
Yeah, Bill Gates has to fix that.
How many positions would you say you have off the top of your head?
Oh, man. I'm thinking somewhere between 15 and 20.
Oh, damn. Now, are those all you, or you sign people up also?
No, those are just the ones that I have purchased myself. I've got lots of other people underneath me, but I have that many that I've bought myself, and I've got a few more that I'm going to be getting here as soon as I get around to it. And basically what I'm doing is just as I have Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash coming in, that gives me more that I can invest and put into additional mining pools. So I'm not.
That's my next question.
Yeah.
So are you qualified for the daily bonus?
You know, I don't even know what I qualify for.
Well, if you're getting Bitcoin Cash, you've got to be qualified for it because you have to have 15 credits on either side.
Basically, I must be then.
Honestly,
I haven't looked at the program enough to really understand how everything works. All I know is I put Bitcoin in and now I get a whole lot out.
Yeah.
I figure the computer knows what it's doing, so as long as it does, I'm in good shape. I've more than doubled my investment in 6 months last year, and now everything's gravy.
Is everything you buy in as a founder?
No, I have the most recent ones were just $500 pools. I've been putting them under other people to kind of get them started and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. I'm sure you appreciate that. But you started out with like five or six founders, though, didn't you?
I started out with two. I had two founders packages because at the time we weren't sure what was going on. We thought we had to buy the 500, the 1,000, and the 2,000 or 20, the 25, whatever it was. Yeah, 500, 1,000, and 2,000. We thought you had to do that, and then you could buy a founder's package. So I ended up with two when I really only needed one. But that's okay, because now I have over four.
Four positions?
Yeah, they basically just the reinvestment stuff. Now where I started out with two positions, two founder's packages, mm-hmm. now I have four, over four, and it just keeps mm-hmm. adding on. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that is. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you
got to
be earning that daily Bitcoin cash. You're probably making $800 in cash, if not more, Bitcoin cash.
I have no idea. I don't even look at it
like
that often. You know, usually maybe every other Monday when I got John and Kathy on, if a thought hits me, I'll bring the thing up. But I've basically put it in the set it and forget it mode just because
sure.
I've got too many things going on. And that's the beauty of BitClub Network is you just,
yeah.
once you got the thing going, it just cranks out and you don't have to worry
it
about
does.
It all that much.
No, just fits where you want it to be, 100% reinvest or 50-50 or 60-40 or whatever you want to do, and
right.
it'll do it. You're right.
right
about that. Okay, I was just curious about that. I think Roger's like you, but he's got a bunch of founders. He's got like 9 or 10 founders, and then I guess under that. So he's got to be really raking in Bitcoin cash.
Could be. Got
to
love it.
I was going to ask him if I could get a chance to.
Yeah.
He was on another subject today, so I could do it. I may ask him tomorrow. Okay, that was my big question. Oh, did you get my email about the mass shooting in Korea? Did you see that?
Yeah, I got the email, but I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Oh, okay. No worries.
It'll
be there when you get to it.
And yesterday.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will definitely get to take a look at it. I haven't had a chance to research this thing in Pennsylvania at the synagogue.
Mm.
I just saw something this morning, though, saying that the guy was a Nazi and a Trump hater. So.
Yeah, aren't they always? Yeah, that one smells a little bit, too. I'm wondering about that myself.
Well, you know, it's funny, because last week I posted something on Facebook, basically that the caravan didn't work, the fake bombs didn't work, so the next thing to look for is a mass shooting. And what happens less than 3 days later? Boom.
A mass shooting,
yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, and it's all the left of Trump. It's a false flag situation. You can bet that if we try hard enough, we can track this guy back to Soros or one of the Clintons or somebody on that side of things trying to, you know, whatever they're going to do, they're going to try and spin it against Trump and try and affect the midterm elections. But it won't work either. You know.
Probably not.
It's sad, you know, because you know, innocent people died because, you know, the other side's a bunch of criminals. And I just can't wait till they start unsealing those 40,000-plus indictments and start locking some of these SOBs up. I just hope that Soros and Obama and Clinton and Pelosi and Reid and, you know, and all these other turkeys are at the top of the list.
That would be nice. It would just take some person with some big kahunas to do that. But, yeah, if that happened, absolutely. I'd be in favor of it. Because they've done enough to be incarcerated.
Oh,
if not worse.
That's for sure. You know, most of them should be charged with treason. And
yeah.
You know, it looks like that other caller's calling in again.
Okay, I'll back off so you can get in. He or she. All right, thank you, bud.
All right, take care, man. Okay, caller, how you doing today? Hello? 859 caller? You there? Well, that's interesting. Anybody there? All right, I'm hanging up, and you can call back if you want to. Yeah, that's the beauty of Skype now. This system will not allow me to take more than one caller. You know, if somebody calls in, if I'm on the line with one person and another person calls, it says answering this call will put the first person on hold. And it's just a royal pain. But thank Bill Gates. You know, it used to be I could have as many people call in as, you know, the system would allow. But we could have multiple folks doing multiple conversations. Here we go. Let's try this again. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, this is Pastor Steve.
Hey, Pastor Steve. How you doing today?
I'm doing real good. I have an update for you.
Awesome.
You want to put it on the show?
Cool. Go for it.
All right. My sugar level and everything else is down so low that I've had to cut my insulin dose in half in the morning.
Amen.
And my health is so good that the home health people have cut me loose and said they're just going to refer me to a physician for my insulin prescription, and I no longer need their services.
Well, ain't that special. Man, I'll tell you what, that's great.
I just had a big hit of OsteoFX here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one of those pill dispensers.
Right.
That I put all my sweeties and my enzymes and all the stuff in,
mm-hmm.
Morning and evening. And I take those religiously, and my weight is down. Man, I almost have a six pack. Okay. And I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. And I'm walking around. I can walk 5 miles, not be winded. Heart rate's not pounding. I mean, I'm just really getting in great shape. And I tell people on the little promo that I do on my shows for DIY,
mm-hmm.
that it has to be accompanied by self-control of your diet,
yep.
and exercise. You cannot pig out all the time. You're going to have to control your diet, and you're going to have to exercise. You cannot be a couch potato and have this stuff work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do the program like you're supposed to, and you get your exercise in, I'm not talking about kung fu or any of that. I'm talking about reasonable exercise. It's going to help you out. It's going to give your body the nutrition that it needs to heal itself. And that's the only true healing this big pharma is absolutely worthless. It covers things up is all it does.
Yep.
It treats the symptom, not the disease.
Exactly.
So there we go, man. I'm no longer on home health care. They're not coming here. They're not taking all this blood. They're not trying to push drugs on me. I resisted them long enough. They finally just got disgusted and gave up. So...
Good for you.
that's a report from a 72-year-old fella that's had a heart attack and is feeling like a young fella these days.
Well, praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, that is absolutely phenomenal. And, it's something that this can work for anyone who's willing to make some changes. You're right, you have to get off of bad foods, and you got to do lightweight. Now, we're not talking about going out and training for a marathon, but, 20 minutes of light, low-impact exercise, 2 to 3 times a week at the least, and you are going to see some really good changes. And
from 40 units of insulin in the morning to 20, what's that tell you?
Oh, man. You're on the way. It won't be long until you know insulin.
Exactly. You got it, man.
Yep.
This thing's, a lot of people mock. Oh, man, that's just a scam. No, I'm very sorry it's not. These are not magic pills. They're different ingredients that you need, because you're not going to get it through the foods that are so processed today.
That's right.
And the GMO breads and all that stuff, people eat all that stuff. It's a killer.
Yeah, the real scam is what's being pushed by the MDs.
It's not. It's not the stuff that the food is made of. It's the stuff they add to it. And that they spray on it before it's processed.
Yep.
And it's the processing itself. We're living in a toxic food environment. And people just don't realize the danger that the populace is in from these manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what they are. They are manipulators. They have an agenda. They want to reduce the population. They want willing, able slaves.
Yep.
Well, people are waking up. on my website, I have over 15,000 downloads this year, just this year, on my Pastor Steve website.
Cool.
So it's www.pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, hyphen, Steve, S-T-E-V-E, .com. And I've got all my word-for-word shows and all my wake-up call shows and all my posts. And I advertise for DIY right on the website. I'm not bashful about it. This stuff works. It's really worked for me. I can't say for other people. I can only give my own testimony.
Yeah.
And I have no reason. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not getting anything from DIY. I'm just telling people that this stuff works. And, you can believe it or not believe it. You know, it's your health, not mine. I'm taking stuff and I'm getting it. So that's all I can say.
Yep. Well, I definitely appreciate it. And, I encourage people to check out Pastor Steve's website. And, Pastor Steve, make sure you call in anytime. And I just think it's wonderful.
Well, you have all kinds of interesting guests and all kinds of things on your programming, and I don't want to bogart your show. But I wanted to give a periodic update because people knew that I had that heart attack and had all kinds of blockages and weight problems, and I had this and I had that. Well, it's all gone. And I wanted to give people a little taste of reality as to what this stuff actually accomplishes in your life. They hear all kinds of rumors and there's all kinds of phonies out there, but this is not phony. This is the real deal. And it has really turned my life around, Jim, and I am very appreciative, pardon me,
mm-hmm.
of the products being available, and for my friend Patrick.
Yeah, definitely. Patrick is a great guy, and he cared enough about you to make sure that you knew about it and was able to.
He's been taking care of me, and Pat is a wonderful, wonderful, giving Christian man, and I really appreciate the support that I've gotten from him. And the other members of the congregation out here, we've got a good solid group here in Kentucky. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will talk to you later, Jim. Thanks for all the good advice.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you calling in, and don't be a stranger. Call anytime you want.
All righty.
Have a great
one. Yahweh bless.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All righty. And like I said, I always love hearing from Pastor Steve. He's so upbeat and positive, and he's living proof that all you got to do if you want to make some changes in your life, you got to make some changes in your life. Simple as that. You got to get off the bad foods, give your body the 90 essential nutrients, and maybe, depending on your situation, a couple of secret sauces, and light, very light, just low-impact exercise, just walking, 20 minutes. Three times a week, you're going to see results. I'll tell you what, and you'll feel so much better. And here's a guy that was on home health care. He was way overweight. He had all kinds of issues that had to have people coming in and taking care of him. And now they're to the point where they say, you don't need us anymore. I'm just going to go back and make sure your doctor takes care of your insulin issue until that's no longer needed. And I'm confident the way he's going, it won't be long, and he'll be off the insulin completely. And he'll be a former diabetic. Now, what could be better than that? It's funny because back when it was on, they used to have the Doomsday Prepper show. And every once in a while, they talk about someone who they were getting ready for this, whatever the cataclysmic event that they were preparing for, whether it was a, coronal mass ejection or martial law or, nuclear burst or whatever. Every once in a while you have somebody, my wife and daughter are diabetics, so we have to, find a way to store insulin. And the thing is you can only store insulin for so long. I mean, the stuff doesn't keep forever. So there's going to come a time when they're going to run out of insulin, and then they're in a world of hurt. And that's exactly what if there is a event like that, the first thing they're going to do is just let everybody battle things out. And when the smoke starts to clear, the government will come in and say, okay, put down your guns, get on the bus, and we'll take you to where we have medical care and all this other stuff. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But, you'll be at their mercy. Wouldn't it be better before that event happens, whatever it may be, that you get yourself straightened out and get your health back online so that you don't have those issues to start with? I know back when Y2K was a topic, I started looking at it in 1996, and a buddy of mine and I were doing Y2K preparedness shows, and I, at the time, was still on Prilosec for my gastric reflux. And I was doing everything I could to try and track down. I even sent money orders to overseas companies that claimed they would ship me stuff, and they ate up about $200 worth of international money orders, never sent me nothing. So I got scammed there. But that's how desperate I was to try and lay in a supply of omeprazole, I think is what it's called, the basic name for what Prilosec is, the generic name. And I was pretty frantic because I knew if I ran out of the stuff that I had, and I only had, about a month's supply at a time because I had to keep going to my doctor for, prescriptions, that when I ran out, I was going to be absolutely miserable. And I didn't want to be back in that boat. And I didn't know at the time about Dr. Wallach yet. And I was trying to find sources of stuff. And in the meantime, I was also laying in, bunches of Tums and, sodium bicarbonate and all kinds of things that I could use to at least lessen the effects if I ran out of the medication. And then I came along, got on board with Dr. Wallach's protocols, and realized that, hey, rather than trying to find the medicine that simply masked my symptoms, why don't I just reverse the condition in the first place so I don't need it? Much, much better idea. And the thing is once your body is neutrified, now granted, if I run out of the nutritional products, ultimately the same thing could develop again, but it will take a whole lot longer to do. And at least now I know that I can stockpile nutritional supplementation, which will help for everything, not just one little condition. And even if I take it sparingly, it will last me much, much longer, and it will do me much more good than some drug that's, masking a symptom and keeping me from being able to digest food. So that's always the best idea. Reversal as opposed to management is the smart way to go. And I guarantee you, and like Pastor Steve said, doctors don't fix anything. Short of a bacterial infection, which they can use antibiotics for, and even those are overused, which is why we now have bacteria, antibiotic-resistant diseases like C. diff and MRSA, but they're overused and they also take a toll on your body. They kill the good bacteria as well as the bad. So anytime you're taking bacteria, if you have a bacterial infection, you take an antibiotic, you want to follow it up. Once you're done with the course of antibiotics, you want to follow it up with a good probiotic like our Nightly Essence or Flora FX is one of the good ones, or our Tasty Root Beer Belly, which is a little packet of things you just open it up, pour it on your tongue, and it tastes just like root beer. And they have a special coating that gets them through the harsh acid environment of the stomach so that they can get to the intestines where they're supposed to be doing their good. But I encourage you to check that out. If you have to do a course of antibiotics, then it's a good thing to have probiotics on hand for rebuilding your good gut flora after you have finished your antibiotic course. So, great to hear from Pastor Steve. And I always love hearing how things are going because he's always better and better and better. And it's just getting to the point where now you know, his blood sugar is, even though he's still on insulin, his blood sugar is staying where it should be in the right areas, you know, below 100 for the most part, or just slightly over. But before he got on these products, even with insulin, his blood sugar, if I remember right, was over 300 and was struggling to get it down. And just getting the blood sugar back down, even if you have to do insulin, getting it down to where the blood sugar is staying in the range it's supposed to be in, and now he's able to lessen the amount of insulin he's taking daily, that is a key factor. Because when you hear of people going blind or having to have feet amputated and legs amputated and things like that when they're diabetics, it's not because they're a diabetic that they go blind or that they have amputations. It's because of the excess insulin. When you pump extra insulin into the human body, it takes its toll and it damages things, and preferably, you know, specifically the eyes and the circulation to the legs. And that's what's going on. It's not the sugar, it's the extra insulin. What people don't realize is the average diabetic produces up to 10 times more insulin than a non-diabetic. You know, people think that, oh, I have to inject insulin because I'm not making any. No. What's happening is your cells don't recognize it, and they have to give extras to kind of kick the door down. So what we do, by giving the right nutrition, we go in, or the products do, the body goes in and sends these products to the right places, and gets things going back in the right way so that the cells can now recognize insulin. They're no longer insulin resistant. And when insulin knocks on the front door, the back door opens and the sugar can get in where it can be processed. Basically is what's going on. You know, up to that point, when someone's type 2 diabetic, when insulin knocks on the door, it's not recognized. So the back door doesn't open and the sugar doesn't get in. And that's why they give extra insulin, because you have insulin resistance is what it basically is, it's boiled down to. And it's because you are lacking the nutrients to get the cell walls and the receptors to recognize the insulin when it's there. So the whole thing is just, you know, it's all nutrition. And when you don't have the right nutrition, the cells don't work properly, and you develop these different illnesses. When you have the right nutrition, the cells now work the way they're supposed to, and the nutrition or the diseases go away. And I'll tell you what, all you got to do is get off the bad foods, take the product as close to your, you know, for your appropriate for your body weight as you possibly can, and light moderate exercise. You know, nothing heavy, you know, nothing major. Like you said, we're not doing kung fu and kickboxing and that kind of stuff. Simple, just walking. Just getting your, you know, motion and getting your body, your blood circulating and things like that will just make a big difference for you. So that's what you need to do. And if you do that, you're going to see really, really good results. So I wanted to check. I saw some things come in from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I wanted to take a look, if I can find them here real quick. She had some things. A natural flu-fighting warrior you need to know about. Let's have a look at that one. Come on, open up. Oh, there it is. Elderberry, benefits and side effects, uses and products. Your friend at work recommended elderberry syrup. You've seen elderberry benefits online. But what the heck is elderberry? When I was a kid, we had an elderberry bush. Or tree, I guess it was. Pretty cool thing. But they're little teeny berries about twice the size of a BB. And they're purple. And they make wine out of them. My grandmother used to make elderberry pies. Anyway, does elderberry work medicinally, or is elderberry a big holistic con job? As it turns out, elderberry is pretty legit. It is also less confusing than you might think. So let's dive right in and get to the elderberry facts and uses and even a little history. What is elderberry? Always consult a medical professional before using elderberry syrup for any medicinal purposes. There's the trouble is you got to find a medical professional that knows what they're talking about and who's competent, and that's a tough thing all by itself. Number one, I don't recommend asking an MD anything about nutritional stuff because they don't know anything about nutrition. Find yourself a good naturopath, preferably one who's on board with Dr. Wallach's protocols, and you'll be in much better shape. So if you're not one for consuming antibiotics, please see my Prepper Antibiotics Guide. That's a link in which I will put this in the chat room and on the Facebook page. Then you're probably aware of elderberry. The plant can assist with viruses that bounce around from person to person in the fall and winter months. What would that be? Maybe the flu virus? People predominantly use elderberry for its antiviral and antibacterial properties. Some people believe that elderberry alleviates symptoms of conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Most of the time, let's see here, I saw something pop on the chat room. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't anything new. Yesterday's post. Must not be live today. Okay. Carl, is that today? Yeah, Carl, you want it? It's pastor-steve, pastor-steve.com. And, I had it up here. Let me find it. Where'd it go? There it is. I will put this in the chat room for you. Here's the link. There you go, buddy. Back to the elderberry. Alrighty. Where was I? Okay. Most of the time, your primary care doctor will want you to write out a virus with hot tea, rest, and other over-the-counter remedies. Taking an elderberry supplement a few times a day might help you get rid of the problem and or take it as a maintenance medication and never get the flu to begin with. Now, there's a good idea. People take elderberry via a number of methods, as elderberry tea, elderberry capsules, elderberry syrups, elderberry gummies, even as adult beverages. Yes, like elderberry wine, that kind of thing. Typically, taking it in these forms, according to condition and right dosage, is fine. However, eating a raw elderberry or a raw berry, bark, or fresh leaves can cause problems because it is toxic in the non-ripe fresh form. That's right. The user of elderberry needs to properly dry out the leaves before using it medicinally. A general recommendation dose for taking a capsule, syrup, or other forms can be found usually on the packaging, or consult an herbalist to better understand the needs you have and the best recommended dose for medical condition. Identifying elderberries has color of blackberries, is a shrub or tree, can grow approximately 20 feet tall at full maturity, and is a native of North America, has a pleasant smell and cream-colored flowers that develop into a blackberry color. The plant is also known as common elder, sweet elder, sambuchoy, or buchol, I guess it is, as the trade name of sambuchus. Dwarf elder, and American elder are not elderberry plant we're talking about. Elderberry is in history and folklore. Let's see here. Anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I will put this in the chat room as well, and we'll put it on the Facebook page. Something to keep in mind, and this is one of the reasons why there are varied results with people using these different medicinal plants. The key thing to keep in mind, the medicinal properties of a plant are very dependent upon the mineral makeup of the soil the plant is growing in. For example, and I've mentioned this before, people say, well, if I need selenium, I'll just eat Brazil nuts, because Brazil nuts have tons of selenium. Well, that may or may not be true. You know, traditionally, Brazil nuts have been a good source of selenium. However, as time goes by, the selenium in the soil where the Brazil nut tree is going to be depleted, because nobody's putting some selenium back into the soil. So as time goes by, the tree leaches or sucks all the selenium out of the soil. Pretty soon it's producing Brazil nuts that have, far less or no selenium in them. Are they still Brazil nuts? Yeah. But if you're eating Brazil nuts thinking you're going to get selenium to help prevent cancer or recycle glutathione in your body and put out fires and that kind of thing, it's not going to happen. That's why if you look at you can go online and find these analyses, the mineral makeup, say, of iron from 100 years ago compared to iron today. And as a rule, the iron content in spinach has dropped tremendously since the early 1900s. Because in 1936, when Senate Document 264 was released, back then they were saying that the farmland in the United States was depleted of nutritional minerals. And since they are not put back in by the farmers because it costs them too much and they don't get paid for nutritional content in food, they only get paid by tons and bushels per acre. And if it's crappy food, it doesn't make any difference. They're still getting paid for tons and bushels. So there's no incentive for farmers to put minerals back into the soil, except for their own family use and that kind of thing. But the thing is you cannot assume that. And this is why a lot of times you hear people, well, elderberry is great for this and great for that and great for this. And you hear somebody from the other side of the country talking about how elderberry is so good. And then someone on the other side of the country uses elderberries from their location and it doesn't do any good. Why? Because the elderberries that the first person was talking about on one side of the country was growing in a different area that had different mineral makeup in the soil. And therefore, it was producing different phytonutrients, and the actual mineral content itself was there. And someone else who's not using the same elderberries, or whatever the plant is, that the first person was talking about, they might be using the same kind of plant, but grown in a different part of the country. And because the same, the nutrients in the soil are not the same, the function of the plant will not be the same. That's why anytime you have people talking about, well, take this plant for this and this plant for that, it's a rule of thumb, but it's not something you can count on all the time, and that's why. The other thing is people are different. They react differently to different plant medicines, and it's just an issue that you have to keep in mind. The big thing goes back to where was the plant grown, what nutrients were in the soil at the time, and that'll give you a better idea of whether the stuff is going to work well or not. So anyway, just to keep in mind, that's something you might want to think about anytime you hear somebody talking about using a medicinal plant per se. Let's see here. CDC, medical advisors, moms fire off on CDC and CNN interview. Ooh. Not going to talk about CNN. Are these five joint-killing foods on your grocery list? Ooh. When you were a kid, your parents probably always told you, no dessert until you finish your vegetables. Turns out mom and dad might have been wrong, at least when it comes to the halting pain from arthritis. Let's see here. Because studies show that many so-called health foods can crank up the inflammation on those achy fingers, bum knees, and creaky back. Here's the rub. The food you eat plays a major role in how you feel. That's for sure. And that includes, by the way, where's my clock? I've got to keep track of the time. And get things keyed up here. Anyway. Where'd it go? I'm sorry, I keep losing my place. Oh, yeah, and that includes your physical aches and pains. And now arthritis experts have pinpointed 5 joint-killing foods. The nutrients in these foods are proven to stroke the fires of chronic inflammation, amp up the pain, and cause your arthritis to put you on the sidelines of life. In other words, every time you put one of these foods in your mouth, it's like smashing your joints with a hammer over and over again. So if you're even remotely interested in relieving and even reversing your arthritis, you want to erase these 5 foods from your kit and grocery list today. Check out this brief presentation to see what they are. And let's see here, just for the fun of it, I'll bring that up. Come on. Here it is. Running kind of slow today. Oh, and of course it's a click to play here. All right, we'll give it a shot.
5 worst foods for arthritis and joint pain. Most people have no idea that eating the wrong foods can cause arthritis pain flare-ups. They just assume it's a normal part of the aging process, a result of years of hard work, a nagging old injury, or even genetics. While those can all be a factor, you should not accept your current condition as a life sentence to pain and suffering. There are natural ways to counteract, even reverse some of the damage arthritis has done to you, and it starts with eliminating pain-causing foods from your diet. That's why I prepared this video presentation to walk you through the 5 worst foods to eat if you suffer from arthritis, including a certain kind of vegetable. Yes, vegetable, that could make your arthritis worse and make you feel 5 to 10 years older. In just a few minutes from now, you'll know how to steer clear of the 5 biggest food landmines that can sabotage your health and make your arthritis pain worse. What you're about to discover will probably be quite surprising, but more importantly, it will show you how to take control of your arthritis instead of having it take control of you. And that's not all. In addition to walking you through the 5 worst foods, we're also going to cover other items you need to know. 1. Like the unique shift your body makes during your mid-20s that could be the culprit behind your arthritis pain. Probably less than 1 in 10,000 people know this. 2. The huge secret discovered by a little-known New York doctor that will give you a huge advantage in your fight against arthritis. He discovered the switch you can flip inside your body to help make it start acting like it did when you were 25. 3. The real reason that traditional painkillers don't help your pain. I'll reveal the troublemaking vegetables that can actually make your arthritis pain worse. If you've always thought that greens are good for you, you'll definitely want to see this. Plus, what special type of superfood can actually counteract the damage of arthritis itself? It's amazing to understand how this works, so let's get started. Worst food number 5. Bagels, muffins, and pasta, also known as gluten. As far as your body is concerned, there's not much difference between a bagel and a heaping pile of sugar. In fact, any member of the refined carbohydrate family, white bread, muffins, pasta, bagels, etc., drives up the inflammation because the body processes them into sugar. Inflammation in your body is never a good thing. But what does it have to do with arthritis? Hopefully your doctor has already talked to you about fibrin and the role it plays in your arthritis. You must know this to take control of your arthritis pain. Just in case, here's the summary. Fibrin is a natural mesh-like protein substance produced by your body, which helps in wound healing. It's also what scar tissue and scabs are made of. Here's how it works. Your body senses an injury. It can be as minor as a small bump, scratch, or even sudden heat or coldness, and it reacts by sending white blood cells to the irritation or injury to fight infection, causing inflammation and swelling. Releasing fibrin is essentially sealing off the site with a strong protective mesh. Normally the site is healed, the fibrin breaks down, the inflammation subsides, and everything goes back to normal. Sometimes our bodies fail to call off the fibrin. So like a button that is stuck in the on position, fibrin continues to build up around the site, then harden, causing further inflammation, and often excruciating pain that just won't go away.
Okay, I don't know how long this thing is. Unfortunately, it's one of those advertisements. Should have looked at it before I started playing it. Anyway, what this thing doesn't talk about is what causes arthritis in the first place, and that's the lack of nutrition. So again, the key is giving your body the 90 essential nutrients and optimal amounts for your body weight, and you avoid these things or reverse them automatically. And these same foods deal with inflammation and reduce it. And there are other things out there like CBD oil and C60 and other things that help deal with the inflammation as well. Now, if you want to, you can go to the chat room and you can get the link and watch the whole video yourself. But I didn't want to play any more of it just because I don't know how much time it's going to take up because it doesn't give me any information about that. But there are definitely foods out there, and the ones that they were leaning towards are nightshades, peppers, tomatoes, and potatoes and those kind of things, and the ones that are high in sugar. And again, sugar is not the antichrist. You can't live without sugar. It's the amount of sugar that we consume in this day and age as opposed to even 100 years ago. At the turn of the last century, the average American ate half a pound of sugar a year. Today, the average American eats half a pound of sugar a day, and somebody's eating a pound of sugar because I'm not eating that much at all, and I know someone else is eating a pound of sugar because Dr. Wallach doesn't either. So keep that in mind. But one of the key things, rather than worrying about these things that accentuate or exacerbate your issues, why not give your body the raw materials that will reverse the things in the first place? Again, a much better approach. So, let's have a look. I want to take a look at Natural News and see what they had going on here. Let's see. Election fraud warning. Tech giants and fake news media conspiring to steal the midterm elections. That's not a surprise. They've been doing that, like I mentioned with Robert earlier. You know, the so-called caravan coming up from the South is something that's definitely been orchestrated, been proven to be, it's being, you know, bankrolled by George Soros and company. And it's something that is definitely not, what can I say, it just didn't happen by chance, put it that way. it was planned, and it's being bankrolled. I mean, to get that many people to cover so much ground and arrive where they want them to at the right time, it's definitely got to be programmed. They have to provide food and water during the day or during the, you know, on the entire trip and all different kinds of things. So don't make the mistake to think that this is just something that's happening that some people just, let's take a walk to the United States. No. this is put together and paid for by George Soros to try and destroy this country. So, yeah. And then the fake bombs, same way. It was just one more thing to try and get sympathy for the left, which they did on their own. You know, anybody with any brains at all could see that this is totally stupid. And now they have a mass shooting that they're going to somehow try and pin on the right, even though it was probably orchestrated by them deep state folks trying to maintain their last bit of a grasp. Anyway, but here's another one. Vaccines, one size fits all, or does it? Examine the absurdity of failed vaccine logic. Let's take a look at that one. And let's see here. I'm going to drop it into the chat room and put it on Facebook. There we go. That's one. I'll put that on both pages, my regular, my personal page, and the radio show page. All right. Did you know that a pregnant woman, a six-month young child, and a 250-pound man all get the same dose of chemicals in a given inoculation, including the influenza vaccine? Sorry about the goobers in my throat. And that's crazy. Whether the vaccine contains formaldehyde, aluminum, monosodium glutamate, squalene, sodium chloride, porcine gelatin, egg protein, E. coli, African green monkey kidney cells, neomycin, human serum albumin, diploid cells from an abortion, or even mercury. A 7-pound infant gets injected with the same amount of neurodegenerative chemicals, known carcinogens, and heavy metal toxins as a full-grown man or woman. Why? Where's the logic? And sure, some vaccines are given as a dose series with follow-up boosters, but that's only because the so-called vaccine effectiveness wears off after a short period of time and becomes useless, if it wasn't useless to start with. So now, imagine for a second that you have 3 children, one 13 years old, one 5 years old, the other a 6-month young baby. You happen to leave a bottle of whiskey on the kitchen counter after a late night, and the next morning you find your 13-year-old passed out drunk. Your 5-year-old drinking the whiskey from a full cup, and your baby drinking her bottle that's also filled with whiskey. You must have, how much have they all consumed already? Are you worried? Do you rush them all to the emergency room and pray they don't die or suffer permanent brain and kidney damage? Think about that for a minute. Isn't there a huge difference in how that alcohol affects each differently aged child? Of course there is. That's just common sense. Here's some other more dire questions for you to consider right now. Do you give a baby the same amount of aspirin, cough syrup, or ibuprofen that you would give that we would take yourself? Surely not. That's why they have baby aspirin, right? Can a 5-year-old child overdose and die drinking the exact amount of alcohol from a college-age teenager drinks? Certainly. How about a baby? So why on earth do babies and 6-month young infants get vaccinated with the same dose of dangerous chemicals that an adult gets? Let's talk about the mercury still found in many flu vaccines, since mercury listed as thimerosal on the Fluvival vaccine just so happens to be the most toxic non-radioactive element on Earth. Absolute absurdity, one size fits all with vaccines, and how deadly Quicksilver injections fuel the autism epidemic. Autism is rarely inherited, I would say almost never, but rather is a developmental disorder of the central nervous system, including the brain, that mysteriously appears during infancy and childhood. Autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, is associated with a very broad array of learning and communication impairments from mild to severe. Before the CDC began enforcing 50 vaccines before age 7, autism cases were only found in 1 in 10,000 U.S. children. Now, we see 1 in every 50 kids suffering from ASD. Walk into any elementary school and you'll see kids in every classroom that require special needs teachers providing all-day individual attention to these victims of vaccine violence. The science is in and it's proven that massive amounts of mercury are still found in vaccines recommended by the CDC for pregnant women, infants 6 months young, and the rest of the children across the United States. And the dose series is exactly the same for adults. Mercury tests conducted on vaccines at the Natural News Forensic Food Lab revealed that mind-blowing level of toxic mercury in the flu shot made by GlaxoSmithKline, called Fluvival, and this is a very popular brand, mind you. Mike Adams, a health ranger, headed up the testing using high-end ICP-MS instrumentation and a 4-point mercury calibration curve for accuracy. The findings? Fluvival vaccine contains 51 parts per million mercury. That's 25,000 times higher than the maximum contaminant level in inorganic mercury allowed in drinking water by the EPA. You can quit worrying about mercury in tuna and tap water now and start being highly concerned about the neurotoxins in today's vaccines. And that's a biggie. So anyway, we're out of time. That's it for today. We will be back tomorrow with more, and have a great day, and take care of everybody, because it's the only place you have to live. God bless.